Two new films focus on one man who may provide the world with answers as to what happened in Darfur and who's responsible. Argentina's Luis Moreno Ocampo is the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, the man responsible for investigating war crimes around the world, and right now much of his work centers on what the United States government describes as genocide in the Sudan's province of Darfur. The prosecutor is featured in two documentaries this fall. Just last night, the CBC and PBS Frontline aired Darfur on Our Watch, hosted by Mia Farrow. Earlier this month, Darfur Now opened in theaters across the country. That film profiles several people trying to make a difference in Darfur, including Ocampo and Don Cheadle, the actor. If you have questions about international law and the situation in Darfur, give us a call, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. Luis Moreno Ocampo joins us now from the studios of NOB in The Hague in the Netherlands. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation tonight.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
In your investigations, you earlier this year charged two Sudanese officials with war crimes. Tell us who they are and how soon you hope to be prosecuting them.
Yes, for 2 years we conducted investigation on the awful crimes committed in Darfur. Thousands of people were attacked and 2.5 million people displaced. Basically, we found very strong evidence and we requested an arrest warrant against the State Minister of Interior, Ahmed Haroun, who was the man who coordinated all this attack, and basically he forced 2.5 million people into camps. They are living like in concentration camps today. So 60% of the population, 80% of the population in Darfur was removed from their own houses under the allegation that they were trying to control a rebellion. Then they, instead to attack the rebel, they attacked the citizens and they removed them from the houses. Ali Kushib is one Janjaweed militia leader who was incorporated to the popular police forces, and he commanded four of the attacks we investigated. So basically the case is showing the responsibility of Ahmed Haroun commanding this huge operation in Darfur, and Ali Kushib as one of the commanders on the ground doing the attacks.
Do you think you're ever going to get to face them in a courtroom?
As soon as they move outside Sudan, they will be arrested. This is a new institution, you know, this International Criminal Court, the 21st century institution, is totally new. We start 4 years ago, I'm the first prosecutor, and we have this arrest warrant pending. And as soon as they move outside Sudan, they will be arrested. In fact, for instance, we had information that Haroun was planning to go to the Mecca because he's a Muslim, and he was trying to forge a false passport. And then he learned we were following him, so he stopped his trip. So as soon as they move outside the Sudan, they will be arrested. So that's an issue. How to arrest them is an issue, but the most important issue is how to control the crimes today. Because what happened in Darfur is a catastrophic situation. This man, who removed these 2.5 million people as the Minister of Interior, is now the Minister for Humanitarian Affairs. So he's the one controlling the same people he displaced.
We're speaking with Luis Moreno Ocampo, prosecutor for the International Criminal Court, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Prosecutor Ocampo, I know you've spoken passionately. I just watched the film Darfur Now. And one of the things you say in that film is that if this court, the International Criminal Court, succeeds, much of the world may be like in 25 years, like your native Argentina, hardly perfect, but where people are not exactly shooting each other either. On the other hand, if it fails, you say, the rest of the world, or much of the world, may be like Darfur.
Yes, that's what I think. Look, I now live in The Hague, a beautiful small village in Netherlands. I used to live in Cambridge. I was teaching at Harvard for a while. So I know how difficult for people living in this type of cities to understand what happened in Darfur today. What happened is the police attack you, and you have no one protecting you. That's why these people need people like you in radio explain to people in the U.S. what happened, because they need help, desperately they need help. That's why the documentary you mentioned, Darfur Now, is so good, because then you can see what happened with these people. You can see how desperate they are. And that's why my job is to do my investigation. I did it. I have strong evidence. I hope that we can arrest Haroun and put him in court. But in the meantime, each day when I wake up, I think, how can I help these people? How can I stop these crimes? That's the issue.
Let's see if we can get a caller on the line with you. And this is Hassan calling us from Boston in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Good afternoon. My concern is about what I would consider as the forgotten war, the forgotten crimes, that's the crimes committed in Liberia. Why is it that, Mr. Prosecutor, the International Criminal Court is more concerned about what's going on in Darfur in terms of bringing people to justice, and nothing, absolutely nothing is being said about Liberia? Why is that? Is it because the great powers have interest in Sudan and not in Liberia?
No, because my jurisdiction cannot be before July 1st, 2002. So I cannot investigate crime before July 1st, 2002. That is the agreement between 105 states who are part of the court. So, but in any case, as you know, the former president of Liberia, Charles Taylor, is in jail. In fact, he's in jail here in The Hague, because a different court, the Sierra Leone court, it prosecuted him, and he will be in trial in a few weeks. So the international world is doing some kind of justice, at least against Charles Taylor, for crimes committed in Sierra Leone, not specifically in Liberia. Mm. But that is a new idea. International community had to help to end impunity for this type of crimes, because the law is the way to prevent crimes and to allow people to live together peacefully.
Thanks very much for the call, Hassan.
Thank you.
And let's go to, this is Charles. Charles with us in Portland, in Oregon.
Yes, yes. How you doing there? I was wanting to ask the, I forgot his name, your host there, about would it be a wise move to boycott the 2008 Beijing Olympics as a protest of what's going on in Darfur?
Let me just insert that China is Darfur's most important trading partner, particularly in providing a lot of income for the Sudan in terms of buying its oil. With that, I'll put the question to Luis Moreno Ocampo.
It's a good question. I cannot answer. Probably you can invite Mia Farrow to answer this, or George Clooney. I am the prosecutor. I am collecting evidence, and I had to present cases in court. I need to arrest them. I cannot do this type of political assessment. I'm sorry.
Are you concerned that prosecutions against individuals in Sudan responsible for the tragedies in Darfur, that they may be negotiated away as part of a peace settlement?
The law is clear. No one can stop this arrest warrant. They had to come to the court and show we are wrong. So I'm concerned more about the how the international community can work together to really protect these people, because that's the issue, how we can really work together. Because what I see, especially in some countries like U.S., but also in Europe, there are many citizens concerned about what happened in Darfur. But the difference is there is no a global government. When people in your country have a problem, they discuss, okay, you have senators, you have a government taking care of the problem. In the world, there is not one global government, and that is the problem we have. We have now a global justice system. I'm the global prosecutor. But then we have not a global government to enforce. That's why we need other states to be clear the Sudan has to fulfill their legal obligations. They had to arrest Harun, and that is... As soon as the world works together, Sudan will do it. So that, for me, is my concern, how we can the world can understand to work together. I'm going in December, 5 of December, to New York, to the Security Council. I had to report to them, and I will inform them about what to do, what the next steps.
Thank you very much. We wish you good luck. Luis Moreno Ocampo, the prosecutor for the International Criminal Court, featured in the documentary Darfur Now. He joined us from the studios of NOB in The Hague in the Netherlands. As he said, he reports next to the Security Council early next month. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.